This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ethiopia declared a six-month state of emergency on Tuesday after forces from the northern region of Tigray said they were gaining territory and considering marching on the capital, Addis Ababa. The announcement came 2 days after Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed urged citizens to take up arms to defend themselves against the Tigray People's Liberation Front. Earlier on Tuesday, authorities in Addis Ababa told residents to register their arms and prepare to defend their neighborhoods. The state of emergency was imposed with immediate effect after the TPLF claimed to have captured several towns in recent days and said it might march on the capital about 380 kilometers to the south of their forward positions. Also on Tuesday, U.S. President Joe Biden's administration accused Ethiopia of, quote, gross violations of internationally recognized human rights and said it planned to remove the country from a trade agreement which gives it duty-free access to the United States. Ethiopia's trade ministry said it was, quote, extremely disappointed by the U.S. move and called for a reversal by January. Dozens of countries on Tuesday joined a United States and European Union pledge to cut emissions of methane, a potent greenhouse gas, by at least 30% this decade, a major commitment for climate action. The initiative, which experts say could have a powerful short-term impact on global heating, followed an announcement earlier Tuesday at the COP26 climate summit in Glasgow, in which more than 100 nations agreed to end deforestation by 2030. U.S. President Joe Biden called the pledge a, quote, game-changing commitment that covered countries responsible for around half the global methane emissions. This is VOA News. The Taliban announced a complete ban on the use of foreign currency in Afghanistan on Tuesday, a move sure to cause further disruption to an economy pushed to the brink of collapse by the abrupt withdrawal of international support. The surprise move came hours after at least 25 people were killed and more than 50 wounded when gunmen attacked Afghanistan's biggest military hospital after two heavy explosions at the site in central Kabul. The use of U.S. dollars is widespread in Afghanistan's markets, while border areas use the currency of neighboring countries such as Pakistan for trade. The Taliban government is pressing for the release of billions of dollars of central bank reserves as the drought-stricken nation faces a cash crunch, mass starvation, and a new migration crisis. Facebook said it will shut down its face recognition system and delete the face prints of more than 1 billion people. Quote, this change will represent one of the largest shifts in facial recognition usage in the technology's history, said a blog post Tuesday from the vice president of artificial intelligence for Facebook's new parent company, Meta, adding, quote, its removal results in the deletion of more than a billion people's individual facial recognition templates. Facebook's About Face follows a busy few weeks for the company. On Thursday, it announced a new name, Meta, for the company, but not the social network. The company is also facing perhaps its biggest public relation crisis to date, after leaked documents from a whistleblower showed that it had known about the harms its products cause and often did little or nothing to mitigate them. Yahoo said it had stopped allowing its services to be accessible from mainland China, quote, in recognition of the increasingly challenging business and legal environment, the second Western tech brand to quit the country in recent weeks. The company stopped providing content for users in mainland China as of November 1st, according to a statement published on its website. Local Chinese media reported Yahoo's move on Tuesday. It follows that of Microsoft, which pulled the plug on LinkedIn in China last month. And U.S. CIA Director William Burns is making a rare visit to Moscow to discuss U.S.-Russia relations, the latest in a series of high-level contacts that show both sides want to keep talking despite mutual distrust and a long list of disputes. A U.S. embassy spokesperson said Burns was leading a delegation of senior U.S. officials to Moscow on Tuesday and Wednesday at President Joe Biden's request. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.